This is actually, like, we're pre-recording one instead of doing a live stream. My phone charger is being stupid. Sorry, guys. So we are going to do a 2024 book awards video, like, our based on our 2024 reads, the awards we would give to books. So we've got some categories here, and we, I think Hannah had mentioned going over our reads for the year. So I'm actually pretty excited about this. So did you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
I don't have Goodreads up yet, so you go first.
Okay, so all the way back in January, I started with Princess of Undersea, which is by my good author friend Leslie Kanzati. So it's a very Little Mermaid retelling, but her mermaids were actually, like, really different, so I thought that was creative. Next, I can't get it out, I put it at the bottom, is Anathalian by my editor and really good author friend H.A. Pruitt. So I read that this year, and I actually annotated it, or tabbed it for quotes, because I was telling her my thoughts as I read. So that's the second book I read this year. The third one I have on my Kindle, so I gotta pull up the cover as soon as I can find it, because apparently I've downloaded so many books. So I read The Winter Prince by Constance Lopez. Let me show you the cover again. Okay. Yeah, The Winter Prince by Constance Lopez, which is a fairy tale retelling. So that one was really good. And next I read Sanctuary of the Shadow by Aurora Asher, which was a 5-star read. It would have been a 5-star read, but the ending sucked. And then I got into psychological thrillers. So after that I read, I gotta pull it up. So my cover on this one is different. There we go. So Split by Swathi Avadi. It's a really dumb cover. I don't know. It's not the actual cover. I don't know how I ended up with that one, which was a really, really good book. And then next up we have Dark Room Etiquette by Robin Rowe. Such a good book. Next up was Boy Toy. Again, different cover. I don't know why. That's not the actual cover, but Boy Toy by Barry Liga. And then I read Set This House in Order. I got Kindle Unlimited, so I actually borrowed it from Kindle Unlimited, and but I have the sample, so of course it disappears. So I read it and gave it back because I don't have Kindle Unlimited anymore. But Set This House in Order by Matt Ruff. So that was the next one. And then The Everqueen by L.J. Andrews, which was a 5-star read. It was very, very good. And then now we're getting into the big ones that really kind of changed my everything. Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros and Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros. And then this isn't listed on my Goodreads for some reason, but I did read it this year. So A Court of Silver Flames by Sarah J. Maas. So I did that one next. My stack is going to fall down. And then I don't have the cover for this one, but I read an arc of Tiny Sam and the Towering Mountain. It's a kid's book. I read it for my author friends. So that was next. And then after that, I don't know if I still have that on here, this on here, but I read Cyclone by Janie Crouch. And I bought the whole series and then I didn't like the, so I gave it back and got a refund for it. But I read Cyclone. I don't have the cover for that one. But after that, I read The Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent. So that was next. And then, woofie. After that, I read all, where did they go? Okay. All 5 of the Coastal Hope series by Jessica Ashley. So Pages of Promise, Searching for Peace, Second Chance Serenity, Tactical Revival, and Perilous Healing. So that was last month. And then I read Bloodguard by CC Robson. So that was my latest read. So that's it. That's my 2024 so far.
Okay. All right. So my... Okay, I need to go back to the other page. I won't be able to show you the covers because I just have my, I don't have all of them with me right here this second. But there are a lot of them are back there on the bookshelf. I started with Fractal Noise by Christopher Polony. was actually a prequel to a series of his.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And I'm just reading through what my Goodreads challenge says. Okay, so A Court of Silver Flames. I think I read that one at the beginning of the year. Fourth Wing and Iron Flame.
Yep.
I had read Assassin's Blade at the very end of 2013, so I read Assassin's Blade first, but that was last year. So I read Throne of Glass. I read a comic from the Star Wars The Old Republic era. It's called The Lost Son.
That's Sons. Cool.
It's the first comic in that series. Let's see. I read Five Nights at Freddy's, The Silver Eyes. I'd had a student that was reading a lot of, would come in with a lot of FNAF books, and so it kind of got me curious. I finally read Aragorn. I think it's by Christopher Polony as well, I think. So I finally read that one for, like, finally. I finally was able to actually read through and finish Midnight Sun. It had been on my bookshelf for a while, and so I got that one done. I read this cute little picture book called Together by Luke Adam Hawker. It was really, really sweet. Let's see. I then read Light of the Jedi by Charles Soule. That's The High Republic, so a book in the High Republic series. I read Fourth Wing a second time with you and Alicia when you guys read them together.
Okay.
I read Crown of Midnight, Heir of Fire, and Queen of Shadow. I read all three of those at one time, like, right after the other.
Yeah.
Then I read or listened to the dramatic audiobook, the dramatized audiobook for 1984 by George Orwell. That was a very thought-provoking book.
Okay.
Like, I was very surprised. I was pleasantly surprised by that one. Serpent in the Wings of Night was my next one. Then I read The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. I read the ARC version of Immortal, your book. I read Six Scorched Roses and then Ashes and the Star-Cursed King. And then I read Empire Storms and Tower of Dawn. And then I'm currently working in Kingdom of Ash.
I'm currently working through Throne of Glass. So I forgot to mention that too. So. All right, so our first category is our favorite book of the year. So okay. I don't think I can pick just one. That's my problem.
I restricted myself to one book per category.
Oh, you suck.
Yep. One book.
I don't know. Okay. All right.
Uno libro.
All right, I'm going to do some runners-up, but so who are you? I'll let you go first.
Mentions.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite book so far this year. Now, Kingdom of Ash may end up taking place at this. I haven't yet to decide.
Yeah.
But Queen of Shadows was probably my favorite.
Okay. My favorite was Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros, with some really, really close seconds. I don't know. There was something.
Fourth Wing would have been my honorable mention.
Yeah. There's something.
Fourth Wing was my honorable mention.
Okay. There's something about Fourth Wing that just kind of changed things and, like, revitalized me and my reading and the fantasy genre. And it felt so new and invigorating. It blew me away. And it drew, I literally will never forget being in the car on our vacation.
Yeah.
And, like, literally we had to get out, go to a shop, come back in. And every time you'd start the car, I'd rush to my seat. Like, what's going to happen next? You know? And it was this new feeling that was the first of, like, all of these epic fantasy books, like finding my fantasy books again that I like to read. So it felt revitalizing. So, but my honorable mentions are going to be Bloodguard and Serpent in the Wings of Night, because honestly, like these are my top three favorite fantasy books of all time. And I remember thinking this one is the book I've been waiting my life to find. And this was just so new and different that I love how this is kind of a thing on its own. So,
yeah.
All right.
Least favorite book.
Least
favorite. Now, least favorite doesn't mean that it's not a bad book, because that was what you had to like reiterate that with me. Because I'm like, well, I didn't hate any of the books that I read this year. I'm like, if you asked me last year, I could have picked one.
Even if they're all good, which one was your least favorite? All right, I'm gonna have to think about this for a second. All right, I have Mine.
Okay.
All right, you want me to go first? Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Right. I thought we were going to go at the same time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, at the same time.
Mine is Set This House in Order by Matt Ruff. I can never find the author name because it's a confusing cover. So yours
is Throne of Glass.
Okay.
Throne of Glass. Right. The first one in the series.
That's known for being the, like, the lowest one of the whole series, even though the whole series is good, so... But on this one, I loved this book, and it was like the main character had DID, so it was like a really interesting psychological thriller kind of thing. Not really a thriller because there was no action to it, really. It was just kind of about the like the chaos of living with DID, but it's a really good, and it started to set up this really good romance, but there was a twist in the end that changed the whole story, and I just it's the least favorite, and for me I didn't really, the twist did change things for me, but overall it's still, it probably would have been like a four star read for me without that twist. So all right, we're gonna pull up the categories.
Okay,
favorite author of the year. Not necessarily your most read. I know on the Fable app, it'll list your favorite authors, the one you've read the most, which for me would be Jessica Ashley, who is a good author. Mine is just like the best. Mine is based on like the one I've enjoyed the most.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, I've got mine, so whenever you let me see.
Okay. I'm going to do a runner up, and then I will do my main one.
Actually, I'm torn now.
I'm going to do a runner-up because this one is, like, really close.
I'll do a runner-up as well. You ready?
Okay.
Mine runner-up
first.
Oh, you're doing your runner-up?
Are you doing your main one? Okay, main one. Sorry. Main one is Sarah J. Maas.
Mine is C.C. Robinson, and mine is strictly based on her writing style of the big three, which is Rebecca Yarros and the one you just did, Sarah J. Maas. She's got the best writing style.
Honestly, I love... I think Sarah, like specifically The Throne of Glass, has really gotten me into like epic fantasy.
Yeah.
And it's like, I never would have thought that, because when I thought of epic fantasy, I would think of like the guy that we were talking about that may not finish a series. What's that series called?
George R. R. Martin.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Like that was what was in my head as like high fantasy Game of Thrones, which I wasn't really into. Like I kept, for some reason in my head, I was thinking like medieval when I think of epic fantasy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why that was in my head.
It's common, but it's not the only
description.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, honestly, the longer, the more I would read this series, the more I'm like, I love it. And it's like, I'm not just like, oh, starstruck. I love every book. No, there are some books that I ended and I'm like, that's really frustrating. I don't like how that ends.
Yeah.
Or it's like, this one is really boring compared to all the others.
But she
and
makes you feel so much. So I can see why she's a favorite.
Yeah. And it's like, I love how you can see her growth as a writer throughout this series in particular, because it's so much longer than ACOTAR. But two, you see like, Throne of Glass, she originally wrote that when she was like 16, and you get like that compared to the final one, and it's like huge difference in writing and like, I don't know, character growth and all, like, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that would be my main one.
All right, so runner up. All right, my runner-up for favorite author is Robin Rowe, is my first one. The way that she or he, the author, wrote this darkroom etiquette, like, it was for, like, usually when you have, like, a thriller or a mystery, like, the crime is solved, somebody's been saved, we know who did the crime, and then it ends. This one actually went beyond that. It's the longest thriller I've ever read, and it actually really showed the aftermath of, like, being kidnapped and the trauma of what that's like, and the aftermath, and then I really just appreciated the way that, I would say this one and the one who wrote Boy Toy, which was Barry Liga, the way that they did PTSD kind of really, it like was a new concept for me and taught me a lot. Like, so for me, I appreciate being taught that. And my next runner up is H.A. Pruitt. The way that she, in like, I don't know, it's like she calls you on an adventure and it just makes you feel like a kid again. Like the whole concept of like when you're a kid, you have such a big imagination, and as you get older, reality kind of sets in and it's harder and harder to play or imagine things. And being like an author and a gamer, I've always been very imaginative, and there was something really nostalgic about the way that she did that. And she's also revising this soon, so I'm pretty proud, interested to see, because that was my one critique, was that it needed a good revision, but she's doing that. So, those are my runners up. What about you?
That reminds me of that what you mentioned about with Pruitt. There's a quote that C.S. Lewis had that, yes. that like, eventually, like, someday you will be old enough to start reading fairy tales again.
Oh, and I'm like, so
I love
good.
That quote by C.S. Lewis. Quote. And it's just like, it, you know, and it's like, because he wrote Narnia for his kids. And that was like one of the big, like, you know, one of the big, his more famous quotes is that someday you will be old enough to read, to start reading fairy tales again. Yeah. And I'm like, I love that. And it's like, it, I don't know, just growth as readers. I just love that. Yeah. My runner up would be Carissa Broadbent. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
It's the writer of the Crown of Naxia series.
Yeah, he's really good too.
He was my runner-up purely because I had never read anything like this before. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't know, it was just gritty, yeah. but yet heartfelt at times, but yet like, I like, sometimes I can catch plot twists and sometimes I can't. And this was one of those moments where I, like, literally I got
yeah,
like blindsided by the plot twist. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, you yeah. know, and it's like, that's what's happening. And like, I honestly boycotted book two for like a month or so, like a month, because I was angry at the male character.
I'm still was boycotting angry. It. Yep.
And I'm like, yep. you know what I'm saying? And it's yeah. like, and I'm glad I continued reading because the book two is just as good.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just, I don't know. And yeah, I have to commend her for her writing and her writing style and that, and being able to do that. So,
yep. All right. Next okay. up, we have best cover. This is okay. hard.
Oh, I don't actually have the physical book for this one because okay. I loaned it out.
All right. I think I've got
I have the book jacket, though, so that'll count.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
I was torn. I really did. I was thinking about Iron Flame as well. So I don't know. Yeah. I immediately like when I now keep in mind, I added this to my, like, I pre-ordered it 2 years ago. Like mm-hmm. it's been a long time, but I saw it yeah. and it immediately, I'm not necessarily a cover buyer. Like if a cover attracts me, I'll read the blurb, but I usually I'm like, I'll read the blurb, see what it's about. And then that'll be yes or no for me. This one was mm-hmm. like all the cover, like everything, the whole book, and even like the hardback, the regular, because usually if you take this off you're just like left with a plain book, but like I can't stop staring yeah. at that. And when you know mm-hmm. when you know, you know. So there's like, to me there's a lot of symbolism in it too, which I can appreciate.
I kind of want to change mine.
You can change yours.
I just realized I didn't think about like the inside one.
It oh, probably yeah. would be. You bragged about that one so much.
I know. I'm like, it's the Ashes and the Starcrest King. King. Yep. Also the texture of the pages.
Yes. That's texture a side category. It's just like, texture of pages.
Mm, pages texture. I yeah. love that. But yes, I am this is my one swap. I'm not allowed to swap any of the others, but this one is probably okay. just because of the hardback on the inside. Just
yeah,
looks
it's
fabulous.
Really beautiful. The camera doesn't mm-hmm. do it justice. It's in person. It's
no,
just
it awesome. Doesn't. It's so good.
My runner up would have been Fourth Wing and Iron Flame though. So
yeah.
For my yeah. All right, book okay. with the best plot line.
Okay. I thought these up ahead of time, so that's why I'm like, got it.
I'm torn.
Oh, we were gonna do character development too. I'll have to get up and get mine.
Okay. Yeah, character development's down on my list. Okay.
Okay, good. Because I forgot to grab it.
I can't just keep doing Bloodguard for everything. I don't know. I'm torn. Okay. I think I got mine.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. This was just so different. It was like Hunger Games, but like mm-hmm. more mature Hunger Games, and it had yeah. so much action in it and stuff. And my runners up would be Fourth Wing and Bloodguard, but y'all already know that those are pretty much winning everything for me at this point.
Yeah.
So, like Hannah said, it's just, it had a mixture of everything. And for me, it was just like, I don't know, maybe yeah. it's not, maybe I'm changing my mind.
I think this one, like
I'm swapping it.
Changing mine.
Yeah. I can't, it's just yeah. like the race building and the concept of winning the Bloodguard, like there's actual, like the arena scenes are so creative. Like, I just can't. It actually really did have a good plot. And then you add the political stuff in there that at the time I didn't like, but like it actually was really creative political drama. So yeah, it's gonna go Bloodguard again. What about you?
Yeah, I chose Fractal Noise.
Right.
As like my favorite, like best plot. It's fascinating because like it's space, so it's like one of the sci-fi type books that I've read. Mm-hmm. And it's like a prequel to another series. But, like, a lot of people read it after they'd read the main one, and I just had no idea that there was another book in this series, so I just picked it up and read it because the blurb sounded good.
Right.
And it's, like, they find this new planet, and there's, like, this random hole that's emanating this noise. And mm-hmm. so this party goes down to try to figure out what's going on. And it's, like, you go through the story, just, like, because they're not, like, each of the characters, like, none of the characters are really a fan of each other anyway. Like, they bicker and fight a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, you're literally watching them kind of, like, go crazy in a sense.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really fascinating. It was really fascinating. It's, like, nothing I hadn't really kind of ventured into that genre a little bit at all much until I read this one. I'm, like, I really like that.
That's cool.
Which is, like, I had no idea he wrote Aragorn because it's, like, Aragorn is definitely fantasy, and I'm, like, this is definitely not fantasy. It's very science fiction, futuristic world type thing, and I'm, like, I like that.
That's cool. All right, I'm worried we're going to run out of time on my phone, but we will deal with them. All right, next up we have book with the best romance.
Okay.
I'm going to... Young me is gonna hate. I don't know. I'm torn. Young me, earlier in the year, me is gonna hate my choice.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Can you imagine me at the beginning of the year saying this?
Saying that won any award other than your one you hated. Yeah.
Honestly, Nesta's character development does it all. And the fact that she treats him so badly and Cassian is just there for her, there for her, there for her. It reminded me of my husband a lot. And Cassian is the best man. Like, you want Cassian as a husband. Like, I'm telling you, he is there and he puts up with all of her crap and her character development.
Yeah.
Makes their romance, like, it is a character development book, so it makes their romance 10 times stronger because you have this much that is only focused on their romance and her character arc. That is it. There's a few action scenes and stuff which are intense. It got to the point where even the spicy scenes had a purpose and a plot, like a subplot kind of thing going on with them. So absolutely the best romance of the year for me.
Yeah. I can't explain because you're
reading
book one and you won't want me to explain.
No.
I'm not even going to tell you who the characters are.
Yeah.
It's just...
Oh, man. I need to get this series done, man.
I'm telling you, you need to get through book one.
Yep. All right, so my runner-up is The Everking by L.J. Andrews. It was actually a really well-written enemies to lovers at parts, so it was really good. And then, like, when they find out that her, like, well, not find out, but, like, her family had to do with his past.
Yeah.
Before they threw in a twist that really changed that, it was, like, really good.
Yeah.
Romance. Your one true, I guess this is kind of the same thing, but like your OTP for the year, your favorite couple.
Oh, it would have been the same one then.
The same one. I don't know. For me, I guess it's the same one for me, Nesta and Cassian. But for me, the runners up are the characters, the romance and Bloodguard.
Yeah, I would say this one is runner up for me.
Yeah. Like
this one's winner, and then this one is runner up.
Yeah. I love how Violet and Zayden aren't on here, but that's okay. All right, book that left you with the most withdrawal. Iron Flame is definitely a runner up for me because we've been waiting for Onyx Storm forever. So I would agree. Yeah. Iron Flame. I lost.
Flame.
Here it is. Definitely runner up. I literally am still struggling to not think about this book. It's like the TikTok trend of male, like men thinking about the Roman Empire. It's like at any given moment, I'm probably thinking about Bloodguard.
Yeah. That's the way I am with Skyrim.
With the best twist. And I thank you because you reminded me about this because when I first wrote it down, I was like, I don't know. Yeah. That, and I called one aspect of it, but the other one, I was like, wait, what?
I know.
Those, you gotta sit up and like, oh my god.
I know, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Most complex plot.
Oh.
Hmm.
I'm not even done with it yet, and I'm like, yeah, this is gonna go.
Yeah. Complex plot. What are we even... Alright, I think for me... Maybe I'm second-guessing myself. I would say Iron Flame, just because...
I'm just not gonna say words.
Like, so many other people and things got involved and things changed, and it wasn't just like a war college stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it got to the good part where I kept reading it again, it's like, it got really good. Like,
I am 25% way through the book, and I know automatically it's going to be this one.
All right. You guys are probably tired of me doing this, but most action packed.
Ooh. Okay.
Is this a surprise to anybody at this point?
No. No.
It had, I think I, what was it, like 40, like, I don't know, it had 4 or 6 long chapters at the end. I told Hannah at one time, like, the ending boss fight was like 380 to like 420 or something. Well, like, it was a long fight. So
I have a feeling that if I were to have finished this one already, this one would have gotten this award too.
Yeah,
but I'm not finished with it yet, so it can't go in this one because I don't know for sure. So I'm gonna go with this one.
Okay.
Oh wait.
Okay.
All right.
So I kind of already reached for my book before I even said anything. But best character development. Yeah, I had to. How come you have a cooler cover than me? Mine is such a dumb cover.
I got the. I have the Barnes & Noble exclusive one, so it has, like...
A long book for Nesta's character development, and that's what this book is, so...
I have... All it is it has extra chapters in the back. Yeah.
All right, and I think the runner-up for this one would be Fourth Wing, just because she goes from, like, this weak person who has this disease where her bones break and she has to live and survive, so it, like, she does become like a warrior kind of thing.
That would be my runner-up too.
All right, so next one, disappointing ending. You don't have to do this one if you don't have one that disappointed you. I had to just to bring this part up. Sanctuary of the Shadow. It was imagine like a 5-star read with a romance to me equal to like Fourth Wing or Serpent in the Wings of Night, like all the good romances we've had before.
Yeah.
But the ending just shot everything in the foot. Like, the ending was ruinous. It was like, basically, spoiler alert, because I'm pretty sure you're never going to read this, but it was like, at the end, he loses his memory, so it's one of those amnesia, we can't be together, he forgets their whole romance, but at the end, they have a spicy scene, and it's just fine, and that's, like, literally, it ends with a spicy scene. She doesn't even recap anything. They just encounter each other, they get spicy, he feels drawn to her for no reason, and it ends the book. So the ending of this was so disappointing and so unsatisfying. So that's why I had to bring it up. So.
Huh. Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. So yeah, let us know if you guys had any for any of these categories based on what you've read this year. I hope you've enjoyed our 2024 Book Awards video. So this
will be fun. Woo!
Yep.
I'd like to thank my mom, my dad.
My mom, my sister, and my husband. Especially my husband, because he lets me. I'm an author all the time, so I have extra time to read. So, all right, I have to clean up this mess. I've got so many.
All right,
All right, see you guys with our check-ins. I don't know when this is going to go live, but we've probably done a live for our. We're coming. December is coming to a close. We've got to. We've got to get.
Be on the lookout.
I am concerned. So go check out our live.
Be on the lookout.
Like and subscribe.
Be on the lookout. And be on the lookout for our new, our January TBR announcement, where we do our announcing live stream where we announce our books for January. So be on the lookout for that too.
Yeah, we'll be doing one and our wrap up.
That'll be coming. We'll be doing eventually. Our wrap
up soon. I mean, it's coming fast. Yeah. Like, it's all gonna hit.
Oh yeah.
So, all right. See you guys next time.